Hi, Keith here with a TV episode of Movies and a Meal, this week taking a look at the return of HBO's The White Lotus. I was a little hesitant going into the season 2 premiere, but only because what Mike White did with the first go-around would have made a nearly perfect one-season show. But instead, judging from the season 2 premiere, he's turned it into what's becoming an equally engaging anthology, with a revolving cast of characters that explore his often dark take on humanity that still always ends with a touch of grace. Those who watched season 1 know that it was the acting as much as White's dark wit that made The White Lotus shine. Emmy winners Murray Bartlett and Jennifer Coolidge were of course phenomenal, but the cast was deep and fun, with Connie Britton, Steve Zahn, and many more on board the not-so-idyllic Hawaii branch of the White Lotus Resort. Season 2, giving it that great anthology feeling, opens on a perfectly asymmetrical path. I won't spoil too much, but the guests are welcomed again by the frenzied resort staff, this time arriving by boat to Sicily, beautifully filmed as Hawaii was for season 1. And of course we find out something, while actually many things, aren't quite right in this playland of ridiculously rich. While Murray Bartlett is missed as the resort manager from season 1, thankfully Coolidge's Tanya McQuad is one of two recurring characters from the first season, the other being her now husband Greg, played by John Grice. Now married, they have a complicated but interesting relationship in which you always want to cheer for her, no matter how silly she gets. And never forget, Grace is and always will be Uncle Rico. They're joined this season by what every anthology needs, a colorful cast of characters. Three of the main ones are three generations, father, son, and grandson, coming to Sicily to discover their roots. And it certainly helps when they're played respectively by F. Murray Abraham, Michael Imperioli, and M. DeMarco. And sex is intriguingly draped all over season 2. You can already tell with impending disastrous results, especially with a pair of vacationing couples played by Will Sharp and Aubrey Plaza, and Theo James and Megan Fahey. It's too early to tell yet just where season 2 will go, but its spirit is in fact in two sex workers played by Simona Tabasco and Beatrice Grano, who look around the resort looking for clients while at the same time serving as kind of narrators for the whole sordid scene. To sum it up, after episode 1, I'm entirely psyched to see where Mike White will take us in the second season of The White Lotus, which HBO has expanded by one episode for a new total of 7 this year. And so that's it for this week, and you can reach us at moviesinthemeal@gmail.com. Movies in the Meal on Twitter, and of course give us a listen on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And of course, as always, thanks for listening.